This is Mijat Riddell with Jeffrey Mongrain at the Artist's Office in Hunter College in New York City on December 16th, 2011 for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is disc number one. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with some just a bit early biographical information and move on from there. You were born in Minnesota?
In International Falls, up on the Canadian border. Uh-huh. The hospital I was born in, we overlooked Canada, across
really?
The river, yes. Actually, the nickname is Frostbite Falls. It's where Rocky and Bullwinkle came from.
Really?
So it's always the coldest place in the continental United States. So, yeah, small town, but very much that kind of wilderness sort of childhood.
How big was the town? How big is
Gosh,
the town?
I think when I was there, it was about 5,000 to 6,000.
Oh yeah,
so
small
town.
Yeah.
There was a twin city on the other side, was Fort Frances,
mm-hmm.
in Canada, of course, our rivals.
Of course.
But, so that was back in the mid 50s.
You were born in 57?
55.
55. Right. Okay. What was the date?
June 24th.
Okay.
1955.
Well, at least you were born in the summer.
Yes, indeed. Yes. I was born on my parents' 5th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So we always had to celebrate my birthday with their anniversary.
How'd that go?
It was fine for me. I think that they needed to sneak away after the birthday parties
right.
to have time alone. But it was nice.
Would you describe your childhood, what your parents' names, what
right.
they did, if you had siblings?
My father's Arthur Mongrain,
okay.
and he owned the local garbage business.
Okay.
Which I have to say, for a child, my best memories as a child were working in the garbage trucks with my father. And it sounds kind of exotic, and certainly I'm not sure how it's affected my artwork, but there were those cold winters where it was 40 below and you're out there working on the garbage trucks.
Wow.
But it made a situation where my father and I were very close,
yeah.
and we spent a lot of time together. My mother was more of the artist type.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a young beauty. She
mm-hmm.
was Miss Minnesota.
Was she really?
In her younger years, yeah. So,
what was her name?
Dolores Lydia Rose
okay.
Mongrain.
Okay.
And a very sweet mm-hmm. woman, and she sort of brought more of the artistic and music side to us kids.
Okay.
There are four of us,
mm-hmm.
four children. I have an older brother named Todd.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Minneapolis, recently retired at a fairly young age. He
mm-hmm.
was into corporate realty and kind of got out before everything crashed, so my older Republican brother. And I have a younger sister who's about a year and a half younger. Her name is Terry.
Mm-hmm.
She's now married to a man, Stephen King, and she's a surgical nurse still living in International Falls.
Mm-hmm.
She's the last one of the family that's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And my younger brother, who's 12 and a half years younger, is James Mongrain.
Mm-hmm.
James is perhaps one of the more renowned glass blowers in the United States. And he's one of Dale Chihuly's primary gaffers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all the glass work that you've seen of mine has had nothing to do with my skills
okay.
as a glass artist,
mm-hmm.
but with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I was just out there at the Museum of Glass about a month and a half ago,
right.
and he and I were working on a project. I got invited as an artist in residence.
Was that the goblets?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
My chalice series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm recreating the Holy Grails from about 60 paintings of the Last Supper. So I'm working on a kind of a large installation.
Fantastic.
With that. But it's great having a younger
yeah.
brother with those skills.
Yeah.
You should either have a doctor, lawyer, or glass blower in your family. I have a glass blower.
There you go.
Yeah.
We will definitely talk about that. Was art something that was supported? You said your mom was brought the art into the family. Was art something that was supported and discussed when you were a child? Did you have art classes?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, my parents were very supportive of us doing whatever we wanted
mm-hmm.
to do, but it was a typical small town.
Mm-hmm.
There was perhaps one art teacher in the high school,
mm-hmm.
and there was very little art per se when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
The typical thing in a town like International Falls was watercolor landscape paintings, which is exactly where I started.
Mm-hmm.
This high school teacher named Jim West
mm-hmm.
was a watercolor painter, and he made these